Welcome, everyone, to a mystical journey to the Sacred Sites Global Summit, where we will journey to beautiful sacred sites with healers, shamans, scientists, doctors, wisdom keepers, and coaches to gain wisdom and healing to self, the collective, and our divine Mother Earth. During the course of this event, you will learn that a sacred site is not only an external place or structure, but also our own body. You may have heard of the term, your body is a temple. Therefore, we will also journey inwards to access our internal sacred sites, for example, our sacred heart. You will hear experts talk about their own healing journeys and the work they're doing to raise awareness and consciousness of individuals, the collective, as well as raising the vibrations of our great spiritual mother, Gaia, to create more joy, peace, and abundance for all sentient beings on our beautiful and divine planet, our home. I'm your host and the creator of this event, Ami Sohi. And before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Jocelyn Starfeather for her tremendous mentorship and guidance during the creation of this summit, without whom I would not be able to present today. I'm also very grateful to all my family and friends for their unconditional love and support throughout my journey. And last but not least, I am very grateful to all of you for taking the time and having the courage to be here today. So thank you. Without further ado, I'm very excited and thrilled to present Danny and Helena. Danny Vader and Helena van Engelen. They are the founders of the Firekeeper Academy. Together, they hold enormous wisdom rooted in their professional as well as their spiritual experience. Their inspiration comes from Indigenous people, corporations, and working with nature. They have 30 years of working experience in banking, IT, consultancy, the health industry, and as therapists. Firekeeping is listening to the spirit and inside knowledge and transforming anything that keeps you from your wholeness and pursuing your purpose. Their approach is very practical and rooted in nature with wisdom of the wheel of growth and the wheel of personal values. This is easy to implement in everyday life for individuals and any group, community, or corporation. They have the fantastic ability to listen and share their wisdom in a very practical way and help others develop and grow their wisdom. They are also affiliated with the Sustainable Global Leadership Academy, the SGLA, as teachers, facilitators, and trainers. They train new leaders from all over the world, and that's where I had the honor and pleasure to meet them. So welcome, Danny and Helena. It's a great honor and pleasure to have you here with us today.
That's totally likewise. We'd love to be here and thank you for your invitation. It's really good to see you. We have seen you before many times, but it's really nice that we sit here like this and talk about everything, what's going on. So thank you for your invitation.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. Thank you. Helena and Danny's topic for today is 12 plus 1, honoring the fires of all beings. So, Danny and Helena, what is firekeeping and why do you feel it's important to remember this ancient wisdom?
So, first of all, let me say thank you also. It's really nice seeing you again. And thank you for the beautiful introduction you do and the work you do. It's just amazing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So let me tell you a story why it's so important to remember that fire. I was young and there was a lot of stuff going on around in my family and the village I was living in. And my mother had a really beautiful thing that she showed me. She saw when I was really working on my heart or on a deeper level, she sent me out. She would say, okay, you go outside, do your thing, and come back when you resolved your problem. And that took me on a trip. I have been keeping doing this my whole life and many adventures. But when I came into also contact with other Indigenous people, they showed me how this fire connects all of us, how this fire burns in our hearts. And when we start remembering and start getting back to that fire in our hearts, that's where the fire keeping starts.
We all know this campfire. And we know when we're sitting around a campfire, something is happening to us. It's like we are coming home in a way. It's easy to share. It's easy to connect with our heart. It's just very natural to do that. And when we understood that it's the same what we do in our heart. When we start sitting in our heart in a comfortable chair and just feel our fire, that's the same thing. The moment we do that, the connection and the communication starts really working in yourself. And it's very easy, and it's sometimes very difficult at the same time, because we all have this longing for connection and coming home and feeling really all life joining us. Sometimes we can be feeling very alone and very separated. But as soon as you sit at your fire, something will change. And it will help you to connect to your own spirit, but at the same time, to the fires of every living being. So every being has a fire. Even if we do not understand it, even if we do not see it, it's still there. And the moment you sit at your fire, that's the moment it's connecting. It's the moment it's communicating.
And one thing we also learned is, as you sit at that fire and ask your questions, you get better answers. You get new, really new answers. So that makes a huge difference, because if you allow that connection, actually with the heart of Gaia, with the heart of all living beings, that heart will start sharing your answer, will start pulling in the answer you need, because you open up. And it's very easy, because if it gets cold, this is what we do. If it gets warm, this is what we do. So that's how the answer can come. It cannot come if we think too much, because that's this. Air makes us cold. But the love and the warmth of the fire helps us to open up. And we get way better answers. Better answers and with the quality to be for the good of all life, to support all life. And that's so important. Otherwise, we don't even know we're connected. And that's a huge loss.
In almost every ancient tradition, all around the world, they had fire keepers. They were the ones who helped the community to come back to the fire, the community fire. And not only the campfire, or not only the fire outside of us, but also to connect here and to see what was the purpose of the community and if they were still in line with what they had to do. So the firekeeper was always helping them to get back in there and to be like more together, so we get answers for all of us. Especially when we look back at those ancient communities, they had a lot of difficulties because they had to survive and they had to work together with nature. So it was really of life importance to start listening on this level and to include everything. So the firekeepers were really in charge of this task, to keep the community together, but also keep the community on track in their purpose, in their way of moving forward, in their way of safety. So that's a really important part. And we forgot about it in a way. And when we started teaching people about the fire and about how this is working in yourself, miracles are happening. And that's really beautiful, because we aren't doing anything. We're just guiding them back to the fire, guiding them back to their inner fire. And then it's just opening up. And that's, I love that.
Yes. And the extra, also what starts happening, wisdom starts to grow. Because as soon as you start aligning with the bigger life and the heartbeat of Gaia, wisdom will start coming. With everything we've learned, the wisdom really starts coming. And that opens up the future together with Gaia, together with all beings on Earth.
Wow, yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, yeah, I just resonate with everything that you're sharing here. Yeah, there's so much wisdom, and obviously the ancient knew this, but you know, for eons they've been doing that, you know, connecting with the fire is a way to connect with all sentient beings, right, on our planet. I mean, we all live together, and I love, Danny, what you said, that, you know, air makes us go like this, and fire just opens our heart. And there's so much power, you know, science is proving there's so much power and knowledge in the heart, and wisdom, so much wisdom. Yeah. So, yeah, you mentioned that it's a way of accessing that wisdom. So, you know, what other things, why is your place at the fire so important?
It's almost very easy. When you sit at your fire, just we say on your side of the fire, so the fire is really in front of you. And the moment you sit there, it's very easy to listen. It's very easy to ask your questions. But we tend to do something different. When we are in a relationship or we are in a group, we tend to go to the other side of the fire, as we call it. So when we invite people at our fire, they sit in the same as at a real fire. They're not sitting on our place. They're sitting on the other side of the fire. And we just have like a conversation. But what we tend doing is that we go to the other side because we don't know how to sit at our fire. And what's happening then, all the energies are interfering and we cannot listen anymore. So as soon as we are not in our place at the fire, it's just interfering. It's getting really chaos in there. So the energies, but also the question which was maybe in there, or the part that wants to be seen or wants to be heard, is not heard because we are not at our spot. It's like you're sometimes sharing about the captain of your
of the enterprise.
Your enterprise.
Yes, every one of us has their own seat in their own spaceship. But you have to sit in that captain chair, because if you're running around in the ship, the messages that are important for you will not come to you. You might hear a part of the message, but you won't get the whole message. This is why it's so important to sit at that fire and listen to that fire. And if people are on your side of the fire, well, it's the same with us. If I really want to hear Helene, I have to do this to really start listening. And that makes it difficult. I'm going out of my comfort zone because, and there's another comfort zone that you shouldn't be in, but this deeper comfort, this heart space is so important. And as soon as we start really doing this dialogue with the fire and any other being on the other side of the fire, it becomes truthful.
It's not only humans, it's also, you can also ask nature to come on the other side of the fire, because this communication with nature also wants to start up. We forgot about that too, but when you ask like a horse or a bear or a tree, it's the same thing. They are also communicating with us the whole time. But we have to sit at that fire and really start listening to hear the messages and to start up this communication.
And maybe it's a nice step also to leadership. A group, a tribe, a company is like a tribe, but has a group soul, has a group culture. And as a leader, you have to be able to sit on the other side of the fire to really hear what is going on in that group. What is the tribe doing? What is the company doing? And it needs to be heard. Like our voice needs to be heard, the voice of that tribe needs to be heard. Because there's an important message. Every company, every tribe has a purpose. So it has a meaning and it should be heard. And we all recognize if we're not heard, we're starting to fight and get comfortable, because your message is important. Is important. Even if we don't understand it, we can feel it, we can sense it. And this is so important, to start listening on this level. And the beauty is, you do it by opening your heart. Because of the warmth of that fire, you open your heart and that communication starts. And that fire keeps it with truth. That fire turns everything clearly in you, really visible, if it's not the truth. It starts resonating differently. It gets colder. And as soon as you're on the right track, it gets warmer again. So it's a beautiful tool to help you find your truth, feel, experience your purpose.
You could say a leader is as a firekeeper.
Yes. It has to do with firekeeping, listening on that level. And of course, as a leader, you also have to do the practical things. But if you don't listen to the heart, you're going to run into a wall, what do we call
or
a wall?
Running in circles.
Or running in circles.
With the whole group with you.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Yeah. If we're not on our side of the fire, we're not really, you know, listening at that deep level, at the heart level. Yeah. And that's very, very important. So thank you for explaining that, how important that is to stay on your side of the fire. Yeah, you do a lot of work with this 12 plus 1. Can you explain that to us and why is it important for new leadership in companies, in communities?
Yes. When we came together, shortly after, 3 months after, we had a grumpy Monday morning. And there was so much going on. And we wanted to have clarity. Okay, what is really going on here? We both were therapists for years and did a lot of stuff. And our heart was really listening to, okay, what is going on? How can we get to our next step? And this is when that wheel came in. In a few minutes, all of a sudden, we wrote down 12 circles and a few words and a core. And this was talking actually to what we call the stone people. We were very, and are still are very connected to the stones and old stone circles.
I think you should share why you're so connected to the stone and why we became so connected to the stones.
Okay. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
It didn't came like by surprise. It came by surprise, but also that's not.
No. I already shared in my early days, my mom would send me out and listen to what is happening. On one of these adventures, Gaia asked me to sit against a tree. And I closed my eyes and I opened them again. The strange thing was, it was at least 7-8 hours later. Really.
Oh.
Really. Like in a flash. But on the left of me was a dolmen. I don't know if you know what a dolmen is. It's a very ancient stone structure. Big stones, meters, and in the ancient times, 10, 20,000 years ago, we used them for doing ceremony, listening. On the other side of me were Celtic graves. So all the information of the Celts and the stone people that were just became part of me at that moment. And it took me a lot of years to really start working with it. But since that moment, and I already had a strong stone connection, but since that moment, I could hear them sing. And it's like you and me, we all got our own song. It's connected to the purpose. And I could not only feel it, sense it, I got the words for it. And I got the images with it. And still, they still tell us stories and they still call us in to do sacred ceremonies at sacred places. And we just listen on that level. And a few years later, because I saw, okay, how we are doing this, what we call society, this system, will not work because it's not nature related. It's not how the earth herself evolves. And it took another 35 years to get an answer for this. And a part of it was the 12 plus one. The 12 plus one is really literally connecting to stones and your values. Your personal values is your connection with the earth. Your values is like your soul talking to the earth. And these 12 stones will guide you and show you what is your personal strength in your purpose. They are, it's really your strengthening tools, not only physical, on all levels. And that made this really beautiful opening.
The stones are the record keepers. So they hold all that information from millions of years. And when we start like resonating with our values, they take on this energy. And they help you also to remember who you are, to remember all these ancient parts in there. But it's really beautiful when you start connecting with the stones and your values, little magic is happening.
Yes.
It's like opening up everything because it's connected to the medicine wheel. And every stone has its own position. Every value has its own position. So it's really nice when you have like a tool to guide you through daily life. The medicine wheel is a way, also a very ancient way, how life is evolving in yourself. So how consciousness is growing. And it has like very logical steps in there. And there are many, many medicine wheels. So a lot of people work with medicine wheels and they're connected to almost every culture, almost every ancient culture. We had the Celts in the Netherlands, but there are in Northern America, they also work with medicine wheels. And when we got our medicine wheel, we saw that it was like a kind of a logic in there, how we grow our wisdom. And wisdom, like Daniel was sharing earlier, wisdom is the step to the future. Because as soon as we learn, we have the experience, we have the knowledge, it's like the breath of life is going through it. And then it becomes wisdom. And as soon as it becomes wisdom, we start, because we're becoming it, we start sharing this wisdom. And then new information can come in. The new answers can come in because we have been learning a lesson. It's all about this learning. It's there's no good or wrong as we see it, but we are only learning. And sometimes the lessons are not very nice because we don't like it, but still we are learning. And everything what we are encountering right now are just lessons we are learning. And as soon as we get the wisdom, or we become this wisdom, we understand why we are learning this, also why we are so bad with the earth and we are taking care so badly of Gaia in many ways. But we are still learning. And as soon as we see this, that makes a difference, because then we make the next step in there. And then we will get new answers how we can do it differently. And that's what we need right now, that we start working together on how we can do this differently.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely right. Helena, we need a new way of doing things, especially with everything that's happening in our world. But as you mentioned, it's a learning. It's a learning for us, and to access that wisdom, to actually remember who we are, who we truly are, you know, and our elders, you know, they went through all this long, long time ago. So they're like bringing those messages back to us today and telling us, informing us to access that wisdom once again and remember who we truly are. Yeah, well, that's very beautiful. Thank you. And I know you've started a new project, the World Wisdom Bundle. Can you share with the audience what that is all about?
When we organize vision quests, so last summer we organized a vision quest for young leaders. And what's always amazing when we do a vision quest is that the information, new information will come in, because people go outside in nature and sit there for 24 hours or 48 hours, and we hold a fire in in the base camp, I could say, where we just sit with the fire and just listen what's going on and support the ones outside. So when you're sitting outside, you will always get like new information coming because nature will talk to you. And when you come back after the vision quest, you will share a little bit of that. And then we were guided to start the World Wisdom Bundle. And the World Wisdom Bundle is like we gather the wisdom of the elders, of every elder, and they share their personal wisdom with the whole world. And we will ask them for like a little symbol to represent their wisdom, so we can really physically make a wisdom bundle. So a month ago, we started traveling to the United States to visit our first elders. And we have been talking to really many beautiful elders. We stayed with them for a few days because we really like to start talking and see what's going on. And then after a few days, they shared their wisdom. And what I found really magic in there was that all the elders we've been seeing, they were all so different. And they had all a very different way of sharing their wisdom. And they have all a very different background. But that it's the same as in nature. We need the biodiversity. We need the wisdom of all, not only the humans, but also nature. But we need all the species. And it's the same with the humans. We need everybody in there. Because then it's like we gather all this wisdom together and we learn from that. We start walking this path of peace together. And then when we do this, we are in that moment, we are building this new world together. And that's where we got like new inspiration, because next week we will travel again to the United States for a very big gathering.
Maybe
you'd like to share that.
Yeah, but I'd like to share more about the bundle. Because all these elders are opening their hearts. And what it does, it helps us opening our hearts. Everyone who sees these movies or these recordings, they're starting to open their hearts. So that means a bigger fire and a bigger connection is starting to come in. And it also helps to open the heart of Gaia again, that we start listening to Gaia again on a way deeper level. And all these elders are helping us in that connection. Not only that we start creating like this, but truthfully in the line of the earth herself. And the bundle in later state will travel all over the world to really help those places, those sacred places, to become sacred again. Because we lost what it means, what is sacred. And that's this wisdom, this incredible wisdom that's running through the elders and that's still in the stones, but they are helping us to open our hearts so we can understand the messages. And that was big because a lot of the young people were missing the elders. Because we need that wisdom. We'll get better answers if we open our hearts and listen to that wisdom. So with that, it starts opening a different future. And the bundle will travel and gather all this wisdom.
It's the same that as soon as the elders start talking, it's like you start remembering, because all the information, it's the same with the stones, but all the ancestors are with us the whole time. So all this information wants to come through us.
Yes.
But we forgot about it. And as soon as the elders start talking, it's like, oh, it's like you pick up some pieces, they're already there, but they connect again because your heart is open and it's just coming in there. And you just know. And it's really amazing what I see happening when people start listening or start watching those,
yes,
it just is happening in that moment.
And an even bigger fire is starting. We start to remember that we are connected to all, to the same fire. Instead of all millions of small little fires, we're getting to one bigger fire that will warm all of us. And we start remembering this. And it needs to be, it's like the same with us. If we start remember our connection, our body gets better. Literally, all kinds of diseases just disappear because our body takes care of it. It knows how to do that. And this bundle is gathering all the people together. So we remember we are just one. And that one body gets healed. It's actually as simple as this. We all start working from one heart. And this is also talking to a lot of these beautiful elders in the last month. We got new insight. We were at sacred sites and we were talking with the stones and the water. And a new insight came. And the stones and Gaia actually asked through the water, start building the White Turtle Alliance. And this is what we're going to ask all the elders as of next week. Let's come together and start building this new alliance. And it's the White Turtle, because it's about the white roots of peace. And turtle is the one that really carries all the land. That's the one that helps us to remember what is kinship. And a lot of the native, especially North America, call North America also Turtle Island. And there's a whole story to it, but it's everywhere. It's a creation story, how we lift up the land, how we talk with the land. And the heart of it is that white turtle.
And that's the moment when we start doing one prayer.
Yes.
Instead of all the prayers, we just do one prayer. We'll be very strong, because when we all have this one prayer, it will just happen.
It means you will have one prayer, one fire, one heart. And we start to remember how connected we are.
Thank you.
Wow. And thank you. Because the last part of any lesson is when the male part weeps. That's when the tears come. And with fire and water, that's creation. Mm. This is why this is so important. That fire and the water, that's creation. We've always known this as the shimmering lights. That's when the true purpose of any being start shining.
Wow.
And thank you for making this possible to share this.
So beautiful. Wow. There's so much wisdom in that. Yeah. Wow. I have chills. That's so beautiful. So would you say like the fire and the water represents like the divine masculine and the divine feminine? And when they merge, that's when the unity consciousness,
yes,
comes to life.
Yes.
Okay.
That's when those hearts really touch each other, it forms what we call the universal heart, the heart of all the souls. That's when we talk with that soul. And that's when the earth herself opens up. And that's when we truly remember the amazing gift we're given. As a human being, this gift of life in this form is incredible. We cannot even start understanding how amazing, beautiful our human being is. And it's about this remembering.
Yeah, we are beautiful.
Yes.
We remember truly who we are, and that how we're all connected to that one consciousness, to source. Like you said, there's so many little fires, but we need to build that one big fire for the unity consciousness to awaken. Yeah, beautiful. Wow.
And we've got a name for that fire. It's called peace.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you guys mentioned this prayer. Do you already have the prayer, or is it something you're going to work with the elders to create the prayer?
Yes, that's one of the things that we're going to work on. And I think at least for the next seven generations, because this is a continuing purpose of all of us. And it will get more clear and we'll get more messages, truthful messages. But it's now we're going to come together, all tribes, all four sacred colors will come together. And we'll start that fire.
And we'll wish about peace.
Yes.
Wow, so beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I love the whole concept of the fire and the fire in our heart and how we can rekindle that fire again and open our hearts. I know, you do the work with the 12 plus one, the circle of the value, the wheel of values. I know I did this with you, Denny and Helena, like a year ago, and I have my stones. I still have my stones. And I'd like to tell you that it was actually this stone circle that really, and this the wheel, the circle of values that actually made me remember kind of what my soul mission is, soul purpose is. And hence I started this the summit, and then further my project to go to sacred sites and learn and heal from sacred sites and take people to the sacred sites. And there's so much wisdom and healing that that we can have from these sacred sites from all over the world.
Wonderful.
Really beautiful. And I'm really grateful for you bringing all these people together. You're starting to help them remember. And this is so important. And this is an amazing journey. And thank you for doing your part. Really, thank you.
Oh, a pleasure. So is there anything you would like to end with? A meditation perhaps for the audience?
Yes, you want to do it?
Yeah, I think that would be wonderful to just experience this sitting at your fire. So we have this meditation. You can also find it on the website, but it would be nice to do it right now. So
can you do it?
It's okay.
Start resonating.
Yeah. So make yourself as comfortable as possible. Because when we are comfortable, it's more easy to receive. And then become aware of your breathing, your inhale and your exhale. Just a rhythm, how it's right now. Maybe you put your hands on your belly. You feel the rise and fall of your breath. And then you become aware of your feet, your left foot and your right foot. Maybe they're warm or cold. Whatever you feel, it's okay. And then you feel how you're sitting in your chair. You feel your lower back, your shoulders. And with every exhale, your body is more relaxing just by itself. You become aware of your belly. Whatever message your belly is sending, you just listen. Then you go to your head. You feel your ears, your mouth, and your jaws. You can be aware of your eyes and the space behind your eyes, where all the connections are with your brain. And you feel the crown of your head. With the next exhale, you feel your whole body, from the crown of your head till your toes. You feel how it's expanding, becoming more relaxed. And then you go to your heart area. And maybe you feel your heart beating, or it gets warmer. And in your heart, there's this really comfortable chair. And you sit yourself in a chair in your heart. You feel how you're carried by the chair. And in front of you, there's your campfire. The fire that came into existence when you were born. The fire that's connected to all the fires. You just look at your fire. You see the flames. You feel the warmth. The fire is warming every cell of your body. You just enjoy your fire. And you say thank you to your fire. And as you sit in your chair in your heart at your fire, you ask your heart and your fire to start resonating safety. And you just let it happen. You ask your heart and your fire to resonate safety. And whatever is happening, it's okay. Just allow it to resonate safety. Then you resonate a little less. And you return to your fire. And you say, thank you, fire, for guiding me, for being there. And then you close your eyes at your fire. And you return to the room where you are. And you open your eyes. And please drink some water after a meditation like this.
Yes.
Usually a lot is happening.
And don't swallow much because that will make you cold. But if you bring that water with that fire, it starts creating that safety through you. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That was beautiful, Helena. Yeah, thank you, Danny. Beautiful. I know you have a free gift to offer our audience. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? And how can people contact you guys, reach out to you?
The meditation we just did, we have also on our website. So if you'd like to do it again, it's an audio file. And so you can just download it very easily. And it's in Dutch and it's in English. So I'm not sure there will be many people who will listen to the Dutch one, but the English one is also there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And please check out the Firekeeper Academy, and there you can connect us there you, any way you like or ask questions.
We will do the 12 plus 1, will be in September online, so everybody's welcome to join. It will be on our website too.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, guys. And everyone, please go ahead and check out Danny and Helena's website. The link is below the video, so do check their website out. And to access and claim the free gift, please go on to the link below. It's beneath the recording here, the video. And so, yeah, please, they do some wonderful, wonderful, beautiful things. For everyone, for the planet, for all sentient beings, the fire in the heart, it's just a beautiful, amazing, amazing tool, amazing concept. And I love what you're doing with this, the World Wisdom Bundle. So beautiful. Can't wait to hear more. I'm sure it'll be appearing on your website very soon. Yeah. So, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. It was such an
honor and pleasure to have you with us today. And thank you, everyone, for joining today. And I wish you a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.